Great God of heaven, we thank you that we can gather freely in this land and hear your word and hear the same old story that's been told thousands of years down the ages, that you loved us so much that we who were far off, you came to rescue, and that you offer us the great gift of eternal life freely received by faith. Lord, work in our hearts, whether we're hearing this story for the first time, for the thousandth of first time, may it open our minds, our hearts and our wills to you and to each other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's the message of the Christian faith. That is it. Yes, we flesh it out. Yes, we explain it. Yes, we need to hear it put differently over and over again. There's a whole book that God has given to us to reveal himself, but the whole message from the first page of the Bible to the last is that God loved the world, that he gave his Son, and that we receive him by faith. We're going to look at each phrase in the verse, and the verses, by the way, for those who don't know, they're just how the Bible's divided up. A clever bishop did it in the 1100s, but John 3:16 is just a sentence, so we'll divide the sentence up into its parts and look at each bit like a diamond. You know, the person who looks at the diamond, the jeweler, she'll look at it and look at each slant, and it'll give it, she'll see something different every time. Or maybe an oil painting, if you're into art, you can look at the same painting over and over again and see something different. That's what we're going to do with John 3:16. For God so loved the world. God, the greatest conceivable being, God, the ultimate reality, the great architect, or as Christians know him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, a being who wants intimacy, fellowship, and love, and created us in his image, and that's why we want those things. God. The Christian message starts and ends with God and his glory. That means his importance and his truthfulness and his brightness. That's literally what it means. It means brightness. You know, when you think, we talk about the glory of the sun, you know, when it comes up and it's a beautiful noonday, we won't see it that much at this time of the year in dear old UK, will we? But when we do, that's why it's so special when we do. We talk as if we've never seen it before, haven't it? When it's a bright summer day. Especially that one day the past week, Thursday, I think it was really, really cold, but the sun was radiant. We talk about the glory of the sun. That's what the glory of God is. It's the radiance and the brightness of his being. God. And what does the Bible teach us about God? It teaches that God is love. Whoever does not love does not know God. Why? Because God is love. And God so loved the world. How could he not? He created it. All very good. And the crowning point of his creation was to make man, or humanity, men and women, in his image. That means like him, in the sense that we have a spirit, in the sense that we have desire for relationships, that we have a hole in our heart that only God can fill. And God loved that world, even after the world turned against him. Even after the world turned against him. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And it says sin is breaking God's law. And we've all done that. You know it's true. The world has its own way of saying it. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. If we were in their position, we may well have done the same thing, we say, because we all have the same human nature. The Bible calls it the flesh, the sinful nature. And even when we turned against him, even when we rejected him, even when we rebelled against him, God still loves. Not because of who we are, but because of who he is. And in a sense, because we're made in his image. Like a parent who loses a relationship with a child, part of the parent never feels complete until there's reconciliation. God had that love in his heart towards a fallen world, towards a world that turned away, that broke his law. Now we say, don't we, actions speak louder than words, or how do I know you really love me? You've got to show me. People have said, you know, people do say that, you know, a married couple who are having problems. So I feel like you don't love me anymore. Well, why? Because you don't show me anymore. You just ignore me. You hardly speak to me. You're so wrapped up in your sport or your work and all that. You don't feel like you have any time for me. You don't show me that you love me. Well, God showed us that he loves us. We'll be remembering it this time next month, because it'll be Christmas Eve this time next month. Sorry. It's not my fault. God the Son, the eternal Son of the Father, as the Christmas carol says, he came down to earth from heaven, who was God and Lord of all. He who created the universe, he who gave the law, submitted to it, obeyed it, lived the life that we all should have lived, lived the life that God deserves of us, and died to make peace between ourselves and God. And on the cross he said, it is finished. It means the debt is paid. The debt that you and I owe to God is paid in full. That's why we call Jesus the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In the Jewish religion in Jesus' day, lambs were sacrificed for sin. And Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice to bring peace and to reconcile us to God. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, bringing us close, drawing us near. We love a reconciliation story, don't we? When nations make peace, when squabbling siblings, even if they don't really mean it, when they shake hands and say, we won't fight anymore, Mom, I promise. We love a peace story, a reconciliation story. Well, this is the ultimate one. This is God reaching down in love, in compassion, in tenderness, and saying, what you've done, I'll pay for that. What you've done, I'll bear that on myself, and I'll give you a gift. All for free. Which is the third part of the sentence. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him. Believes means something more than, yes, I believe this to be true. It's more than just an assent. what we call assent, when you agree with something. We can say, I believe in socialism, I believe in liberalism, I believe in my candidate to win the election, I believe in him. It's more than that. It's more than I agree with what they're saying. In Christian teaching, believing in Jesus means trusting in him. It means, yes, agreeing with what he said, trusting him, and yielding your whole self to him, and resting on him and him alone to be made right with God for the rest of your days. Whoever believes in him should not perish. That means separation from God as a consequence for our sins. But when we believe in, trust in, and yield ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives us eternal life. He gives it to us. Gives. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to then say, all right, I believe in him, I better tot up my good deeds. So God will then say, you were a good one, you can come in. It's already paid for. Christ has done it all. And you have the gift of eternal life. And he doesn't lend it to you. He doesn't give it to you on a contract of good probation. He says, no, I give it to you forever and ever. You're my child. And that's it. He just doesn't pardon us and forgive us. He embraces us. We become, through Jesus, the children of God. It's his son he gave. Not just a messenger. Not just an advocate. Not just a prophet. His son. So that everything Jesus has as God's son, you have it too. If you believe in him. If you agree, if you trust, and if you yield your life to him. Eternal life. And what is eternal life? John 17 verse 3 explains it. Jesus says it himself in his prayer that he prayed before he died. He said, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That's eternal life. To know God and to spend eternity forever and ever and ever plumbing the depths of the riches of what it means to be a child of God and what God has done for us. That's eternal life. If you don't know him today, we would urge you, plead with you, come to Jesus Christ this very day. If you are a Christian and you've wandered off, join the club, we've all done it. Jesus Christ hasn't changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. The same Lord Jesus who was as gracious and as kind to you the day you came to him is still the same. And he will be as gracious and as kind and as beautiful and as lovely as he was that first day. So come to him this very day. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever, that means you. So put your name in whoever. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Knowledge of God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. Amen.